From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: secret shopping secrets for B2B, and the U.S. government is cleaning up ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. A new report from Alinea Partners, a secret shopping organization for technology companies. Their secret shopper report researched the B2B sales process using secret shopping as a methodology, covering nearly 700 companies in six regions and across seven different product categories. I picked one key area of focus from the report. Two out of three buyers abandon their buyers' journeys in frustration before hitting the CRM system. In over two-thirds, 68% of cases, the buyer was given cause to abandon their buying journeys. Why? Frustration. Failing to show up in search results or a lack of understanding of the buyer's business context were two reasons for the drop-off. 47% still have no search function on their website to help prospects find information on solutions or products they may wish to buy. 41% of websites use language about features, not the business value they can provide based on their expertise and not just their product portfolios. Only a third, 33%, sell on business values the potential customer can gain if they select the proposed solution. And here's a frightening one. Over half, at 55% of salespeople, took the initiative and led the sales process. While this indicates a natural inclination to take the lead, 63% of buyers wishing to engage in sales failed to connect at the first attempt. Why do we care? I've done a bit of work with the team here before, and the secret shopper B2B concept is one I think is incredibly clever. I can't say I'm surprised by this data. As part of researching the diversity report every quarter, I visit many vendor and services companies' websites, and so many of them are so very, very bad. Both the lack of search and the lack of focused information to assist a buyer in becoming informed is staggering, much less the ability to buy anything or make the next step on the journey happen. Filling out a contact us form does not count. If the action doesn't directly take me on the step, rather than passively wait on some missive to appear into the ether, then it's a broken journey. I've dug into this topic before. Can someone buy on your site, or book their meeting, or take the first step? Or even, as this report points out, learn about the business value provided beyond saying you provide business value. A report the Democrats on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee issued on Tuesday asserts that ransomware attacks are surging, even as federal efforts to respond to them are not up to the task. This is pulled from CyberScoop, citing that the report concludes that the government is struggling to keep up with the problem in part because data reporting and collection on ransomware attacks and payments is fragmented and incomplete. The Washington Post covers comments by Representative Alyssa Slotkin, citing a need for broader options to push back on nations that violate the norms online, which could include blocking nations from the international financial system or dramatically restricting trade with them. During the same discussion, Representative Michael McCaul urged more robust work with U.S. allies to establish rules of the road in cyberspace and the consequences for nations that violate them. The post also covers the deployment of new monitoring tools at CISA to give broad visibility to hacking threats across the civilian government and newly expanded authority to force agencies to fix digital vulnerabilities before hackers exploit them. Legislation is gaining traction too. Politico noted both the Better Cybercrime Metrics Act and the National Cybersecurity Preparedness Consortium Act earlier this month, and the House passed around half a dozen cyber-related bills in the last 2 weeks, including measures to provide cyber funding to state and local governments and to strengthen the federal cyber workforce. The pace is deliberate and intentional. There are more on the way as the House reviews ones passed by the Senate and the Bipartisan Intragovernmental Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, which would require the DHS to enter into cyber information sharing agreements with the House and Senate. Now, why do we care? You can't manage what you don't measure, right? Well, the U.S. government is starting to measure. This much activity is going to end up with results. On Monday, I noted how many providers think the current level of regulation is too much, and we have a wave more coming. It's a rather fundamental shift going on here. Regulation is coming was the mantra, but rather than a light at the end of the tunnel, now we can make up the details on the front of the train. I'm confident there is money to be made here. I worry about those providers who aren't geared or gearing up with a process to monitor and manage the legal landscape. How's that complaining about too much regulation working out for you? When it comes to delivering cybersecurity services to your clients, there's a lot to consider and even more at stake. Firewalls and antivirus don't provide enough protection anymore, and adding more tools to an already complex tech stack is expensive and difficult to manage. The Field Effect Partner Momentum Program, together with their award-winning security portfolio, solved these issues by making it easier for MSPs to deliver complete cybersecurity protection, unlock new revenue streams, simplify operations, and stand out from the competition. Learn more and connect with the Field Effect team today by visiting fieldeffect.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. It is National Brown Baguette Day and also National Wine Day. Somehow I don't think those two go together at all. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.